An idyll pasture landscape by Claude Lorraine seems at first precisely that, a lush landscape depicting a pair of shepherds, one sitting, sketching, the other standing behind. But closer look may just reveal hidden meaning. A painter, draughtsman, and engraver, Claude Lorraine was born in France but spent most of his life in Italy after traveling there as a young man. This was during the early Baroque era, the 17th century, when popular art was characterized by prominent lighting and intense emotional undertones, and were often religious works. Lorraine's art was like this in some ways. He was famous for his distinct stylistic approach to the portrayal of light. Yet, in terms of religious focus, his work departed from others. Lorraine was one of the first post-Renaissance landscape painters. Whereas the prevailing tradition of the time was to thrust humanity into the epicenter of creative works, Lorraine sometimes devoted his pictures almost solely to nature. He had an immense respect for the natural world. And that leads us back to his pastoral landscape. Oil on canvas. An idyll is similar to the rest of his works, in that it strikes a balance between Lorraine's naturalism and idealism. His are not depictions of nature as experienced by humans, but of what nature could be, an idealistic view of the world projected onto a naturalistic canvas. We discover these influences in the rich greens of the trees and shrubs, the soft blue sky, a solitary wisp of a cloud. The whole scene is pervaded by a warm golden light, a Lorraine signature. Only one part of the scene seems to significantly diverge from this theme, the right side, the ruins. On a small hill sits a stone wall, nearly obscured by plant growth. It appears to be the remains of a formerly grand structure, a school, a monastery, perhaps even a castle, abandoned and reclaimed by nature. This could easily be interpreted as just an oddity, but I might attribute it to meaning something. Is it not possible that Claude Lorraine painted these ruins to mock the overwhelming focus on humanity among his contemporaries? Was this a naturalist's way of rebelling against society, in which he often was forced to include human subjects in his paintings simply because, well, nature wasn't important enough? It may be. Of course, it's also entirely possible he could have just felt like drawing ruins. No one can truly assign motives to a piece of art created centuries ago. But at the very least, the questions raised are intriguing. Lorraine may have been getting at something. Is humanity really as important as we perceive it to be? Does anything we do really matter in the grand scheme of things? Years from now, humanity may be long gone. We are merely a flash in the cosmic timeline, but the Earth will prevail, conscious, sentient beings or no. Perhaps that's what makes us valuable. As far as we know, we are the only beings capable of recognizing and appreciating our world, our galaxy, our universe, nature. It's a truly remarkable gift, and we would do well to learn to appreciate it as much as Lorraine did. This has been Milo Shaden with another Bodlog Podcast.